And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we are on the back of a rather sensational Dolly remixed gig featuring Lord Bishop Rocks. And a couple of days after the event, I'm still suffering a little. But I think it's only fair that we start this show with what he ended our show with. Rumoured to be coming out as a single, the Lord was telling me, Tony.
Oh, really?
This is Rock and Roll Revolution.
Revolution. It's just a rock and roll revolution. It's just a rock and roll revolution. It's just a rock and roll revolution. Change the world with rock and roll. Blast and ride through your soul. Turn it up and make it loud. There's the stage and there's the crowd. Change the world with rock and roll. Blast and ride through your soul. Turn it up and make it loud. There's the stage and there's the crowd. It's just a rock and roll revolution. You wanna wear freaky flowers in your hair, naked chicks and sex all night. Jackie D, what a fight. Wear what you wanna wear, freaky flowers in your hair, naked chicks and sex all night. Jackie D, what a fight. Rock and roll revolution.
I'm gonna change the face of rock and roll.
It's just a rock and roll revolution. I am rock and roll. It's just a rock and roll revolution.
Lord Bishop rocks, Tony.
He does, yeah.
How about that then? What a great gig on Sunday. We'll talk about it later on in the show, but It was the last date of his UK tour, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Did you talk
Briefly, just slightly before and slightly a bit after. I think he looked knackered. He was going back that night, wasn't he?
As soon as they'd done the gig, they drove directly to Dover, I think.
DL.
Yeah, and then they were getting the first morning ferry. Anyway, that's from his really brilliant album, Dirty Jams. And we have played it before. It is technically From the Vaults, but how could I not play it as soon as he finished a great set with it on Sunday night? You're listening to Midnight Configuration right now. Oh, and it is rumoured to be coming out as a single. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Lord Bishop Rock's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LordBishop.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B in the Internet Nil. You're going to win this week, mate. I'm absolutely sure. I've got a brilliant word of the week, mate.
Okay.
Check this out. This has come through from someone calling themselves the Smooth Goddess.
Okay.
I'm already happy with that. She could have said anything. I'd either gone, thank you very much, Smooth Goddess. I like the fact there's a the. She's the Smooth Goddess, not any old. She's the Smooth Goddess. Paul, I have a suggestion for Word of the Week. Not nuts, meaning vagina. It came about last week when I was out drinking with friends. A couple were having a mock argument and the woman said, I'll kick you in the nuts. The man started to reply, I'll kick you in the... Realised mid-sentence that nuts wouldn't make any sense and finished not nuts. For the rest of the evening, all conversation was peppered with phrases such as, show me your not nuts, eat my not nuts, and my not nuts bring all the boys to the yard. I hope you get warm regards, the Smooth Goddess. I do, I fucking love it, you Smooth Goddess. Yeah, so not nuts. Check out the not nuts. Yeah, do you like that, Tom?
Yeah, that's nice.
You do, don't you? I've got later on in the show, I've got a Comedy Suburbs as well that features not nuts. I may actually substitute the word that is there for not nuts. I don't know yet. Now then, MySpace comments, myspace.com/punkyradio. We ask you every week to leave comments, but none of you actually listen. You don't go on MySpace anymore, do they, basically?
No.
So it does cause me something of a problem. What also caused me a problem is that I haven't actually opened the MySpace thing. Hang on a minute. All right, so, where are we here? No. There's interesting questions coming up shortly as well. Where's that? Oh, there it is. Right, so this week we've got one comment that we can read out that's not some fucking spam shit. And it comes from Brian. Thank you very much, Brian. Please do leave us a comment if you are on MySpace. I like to read them out. I'm going to, until the bitter end. What the hell does Gooper Gooper mean? Is that some North Atlantic slang? Brian. No, I just made it up.
Fair enough.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah. I just made it up. I wanted a greeting of some sort. It's not just hello, is it? It's a kind of shock, surprise, glory be, I think, sort of thing. Isn't it? That's how I see it. Gooper Gooper. And but we are reliably informed that it's also a Japanese golf club.
Is it?
Yeah, I think Gooper is a Japanese golf club, yeah.
Alright.
So at the start of the show, what I'm actually saying, if you are from Japan, and we must have Japanese listeners, what with all this Japan file stuff we play.
True.
I am actually saying Japanese golf club. To start the show off. Yeah. That's about all I have to say right now, Tony. Have you got any podcasts, Danny?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. It's May at the weekend, so please hold off your votes this week and vote at the weekend for us or early next week, because it's May. Please do vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I read them out. This past week we've not had many votes actually, so if you can vote and leave us a comment, that'd be nice. I don't want to run out of comments.
Nothing's happening at the moment. Nothing.
Everyone's enjoying the sun, but this week with all the rain, hey, maybe they'll vote. That's in the UK, of course.
Yeah, we don't want them to vote this week. You just said that.
Good point. Shut up, Tony. Anyway.
No, don't shut up, Tony. There'll be no radio.
First comment. This podcast is rubbish. No, it's not. April Fool. Damn. It's after midday, and now I'm the fool. Oh, dear. Paulie B.
Oh, he's a card.
Only 28 days late. 28 days later. There you go.
Oh.
Peanuts. There is nothing better than listening to these two guys talk while sitting naked in your one-bedroom flat eating peanuts. I know, I've tried. From Dark Compass. Don't you know him?
I do, yeah. He's not called Dark Compass, that's the name of his podcast.
Oh, okay.
And do check it out, Rowley. I can't remember whether he's Rowley or Rowley. I think it's Rowley.
Okay.
Rowley, Dark Compass. And he does a show that plays alternative music.
Oh, excellent.
Not dissimilar to this one.
Oh.
He plays, chats like that because he's by himself. You know, you get bored of sounding your own voice. Let's face it, any time I ask you to say something, Tony, you lose the will to live after about 40 seconds.
Rabbit in the headlights.
After all this time, I do find it surprising, really. Anyway.
Punky is ace. Enough said. Love, Tom Boldy. Thank you very much.
Tom Boldy! Yeah.
Yes. Punky rocks. There, I said it. Can you release my balls now, Paul? Actually, it's quite nice, really. From Big McG.
Now, yeah, because I can't remember what I threatened people with this time. What I threatened them that you would do or I would do to you.
And this next one might...
The vote, I always say, or something happens to Tony.
This next one might explain it or bring back memories. Because finally, Sunpat, cheap peanut butter on your knob. Could be worse, could be cooking oil and cat litter. Cooking oil and cat litter is what you're going to get up your shitter. You know that you like it rough, bend over, take it like a puff. Love, Bat Boy. Nice.
Oh, he's so talented.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Is that a poem about bumming?
Looks like it.
Fair enough.
Cheap on the knob, could be worse, could be cooking on cat litter. Cooking on cat litter is what you're going to get with your shitter. And it doesn't really work.
But it's not exactly Shakespeare, is it, Tony?
Not really, but thanks for the vote, though, fat boy. And I see he's created himself a special punky email address to vote with. Nice.
Oh, is he? That's nice.
Thank you. That's it for the podcast alley.
Well, section. We'll get on with the next song, then. The other week, Tony, I played a song by the Veronas.
Yeah.
Interestingly, from Essex. And you'll find out why later on. But because it's not very often this happens. Anyway, last time we played Viceland. This time I want to play a really mad song that's towards the end of their brilliant demo CD called simply The Veronas. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheVeronas.
It is. It's Tony 2, probably being Internet Neil. Get ready for some brilliant animal impressions. This is I Get So Wild.
Well, I got me a man as hot as can be. When I'm in his arms, all the things he does to me makes me howl like a coyote. Oh, he makes me howl like a coyote. Oh, I get so wild. You can see you bring out the animal in me. He's the kind of man who's got to do it right. He makes me crazy loving any day or night. He makes me growl like a tiger. He makes me growl like a tiger. I get so wild, you can see, you bring out the animal that made me get to rock. Wild, you can see, bring out the animal in me. Last time.
was the Veronas, and I get so wild, Tony. Oh, mm-hmm. I get so wild.
You do.
I do, yeah, I do. And you're listening to Planet Smashers, though, enough to make anybody wild. And now I've got a really wild Comedy Suburbs featuring the word not nuts. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, smooth goddess. So this has come through. Thank you, Murphy the Yeti. Sometimes you send us really good stuff. I'm not so pleased about this one. And it's just totally out of order. But there is extra information in it. So, and also, the premise of Comedy Suburbs is that if you've got a joke, long or short, that you want us to read out, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what Murphy the Yeti did. I appreciate that, Murph. However, I'm not so about this joke. Here we go. How did you get a gay man to have sex with a woman? You shit in her not nuts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there was an alternative word there, but I've decided not to say it this week.
Yay.
He does add on the end of this, P.S. Whatever happened to Osama of the Month? And the odd question for Tony from your dad. It is a fair point, because Osama of the Month, I mean, you've got to go back a long way to get an Osama of the Month, haven't you?
Yeah.
But I do it about 3 or 4 months running, I think. There was all these MySpace profiles cropping up for Osama bin Laden, weren't they? So I just picked out. A few of them were absolutely brilliant. But yeah, you're right, we haven't done that, but I think we... Well, I got bored of doing it. And that's the long and the short of it, really.
I think so, yeah.
And the question for Tony from my dad, well, he hasn't said about anything. So unless my dad says, here, you can ask Tony about this. Because it's got to be done properly, hasn't it? You know, we do everything properly. We don't make stuff up. I'm not going to make up that my dad's asked you a question. If he has a question for you, we'll do it. I will nudge him about it. Go, Dad, you got any questions for Tony? Because he's bound to have something.
Oh, yeah.
It's my brother's birthday on Saturday. And he's going to be 36, right? And I spoke to him today. And he said, oh, I was wondering whether you're around. I'm going to be having a party. And I went, why? And he went, oh, it's my birthday. I said, yeah, but it's not really a major event, is it, 36? And we started having a chat about it. And we thought, actually, 36 is probably the low point of your life, right?
Okay.
Because you'll either be, like, you could have young children that are driving you mad, or you could be sort of working really hard to try and get on, and it's just really, really frustrating. You're suddenly looking 40 in the face for the first time, I suppose, and there's all these things that can go wrong and just aren't that great. And I'm saying, yeah, you know, things are just starting to go south, you know, you stay ill a bit longer. I said, mate, I wouldn't celebrate it at all. He said, what did you do for your 36? I said, I waited until the year was out and I got divorced. He went, fair point. He said, I bet a lot of people get divorced when they're 36. I went, why? and he just went on about all this other stuff. I went, yeah. So I haven't got any information about it, but it would be interesting to see whether I'm just really am just a statistic. Anyway, the kind of statistics I like, Tony, are not nuts. Have you got one?
I do. Thank you all for your not nominations, or is it to at?
Let's just is it to at, Tony. Yeah, you won't be able to compute, your brain will melt.
Too right, it's been a long day. Is it to at, Punky, that's right. I think this is actually the last one I've got of the new batch, so if you do have a to at to nominate, please do email it to me. I do need it. It's May next week.
It needs it.
May bank holiday, May Day, new weekend, new summer. Just email me a twat. Do something.
May Day. Tony needs twat. Yeah. Over.
And it's dead simple. All I need is a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Emailed to me, tony@punkyradio.com. So this week, it's quite a long one from expat Geordie Richard. This was actually two kind of twats, but the second one was the police again that we did last week. So I trimmed that one off. So we'll hear it. Good morrow. As Paul may, or as is likely, though, I have been in the house for about half an hour after a long yet eventful coach trip from Washington, Tyne and Wear to Milton Keynes, and have not yet listened to the last two Punkies, and therefore may be wrong, but may not have announced, I have promised Great Twat prior to my leaving for the Northeast, where, cultural stereotype time, I couldn't get online. Anyway, before I left, I had one twat, me, but now I have about four. First off, me. A while ago this was, but as listeners who know Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire, where I currently reside will know, outside the M&S is a disabled parking bay which, after school, a few of my friends and I were stood in the car, went to pull up into this space. After a while, without making any indication, as we all moved, I started mumbling under my breath about how much of a complete and utter cunt this gentleman was, and that it was his fault the world is crap. As he displayed his disabled parking badge, I voiced my companions that he had a bad back and was sponging off the state, and that it was his fault that communism would never work here. The conversation I had with the gentleman soon after this went as follows. Him. Excuse me, lads. Leaning out of the car. Me. I. What? Him. Could you get my wheelchair at the back, please? Enough said. Then the same day, I was at this youth music thing I attended on Friday, which had been cancelled, so we were all outside, including this chick I am trying to dick, whose mother is suffering from cancer.
Oh, be smooth.
And father recently died of cancer. Long story short, her mother turned up to pick her up, to which she shouts, "My mum's here," to which I reply, "Hang on, that's a bald bloke." Oh. Then, I was uptown with these two kids.
It is quite funny, actually.
I, to be honest, don't like, but we were checking out the birds and one of them goes, "My God, that girl's so drunk, look at her wobble." I go, "Screw that." More importantly, that she's fuck ugly. The other kid goes, "That's my sister. And she has cerebral palsy." All in the same day. You couldn't write it. So I nominate myself for fucking up big time thrice in a day, as this week's is a twat. Yours lovingly, expat Geordie Richard.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question of this.
No.
Fucking giant twat. He's like, "Richard, if I can give you a piece of advice, I would avoid the subject of disability and illness. They don't appear to be doing you any favours at all."
No. So, ready?
I am. I've never been more ready for this.
Okay, so expat Geordie Richard from Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire
is a twat.
Thank
square.
You. Yeah. He's a twat cuboid.
Now grow up. That is funny. I mean, I've done things. I've messed up before like that. So, you know, I'm the king of the malapropism. So, oh, yeah.
Nice word.
King of, thank you. The king of it. It's not as good as not-nuts. Oh, you smooth goddess. But, yeah, I'm always saying the wrong thing. I only open my mouth to change feet. It's odd, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for that. Make sure you do... send Tony your twats through the post.
Yeah, please do.
Not nuts in the post. That would freak Steph out.
That's true, actually.
Tony, registered post, what can it be? Not nuts. Next track, Tony.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of which, next track is Sport Doen. We haven't heard from them in a bit. We'll talk about them in a second. But this truck delivers meat.
You don't look like Sidney.
This truck delivers meat. I'll deliver meat. I'll tell you that for nothing. I've just got to find their CD. And here it is. It's from their really rather wonderful album, More Love Songs, which is, of course, a lie. But then they are bastard Belgian liars. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. Fine, fine bunch of lads. Great album. 16 tracks on it, on More Love Songs. And it's they're suitably out of order. Gnarly and old, rather like myself. So do check them out. But to do that, Tone, you need to go to their MySpace page, which is?
MySpace.com/sportdoing.
And how are you spelling sport doing?
S-P-O-R-T-D-O-E-N.
Indeed. Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 0. There's only one thing that will cheer me up now, Tony, to the tune of Chromosoma 3. Can you tell me about GoDaddy?
I certainly can. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after you register your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Website builders, can we fix it? Website builders, tappy tappy tap, I'm a geek.
Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or
I want more than that.
You're more than that. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store.
Morrison's, please.
Okay, well, good. It can help there.
Brilliant.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with in-standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
The SSL.
Oh, right.
And it will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do. And you can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1, you smooth goddess.
You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2, that's...
PUNKY2, you smooth goddess.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more, and why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby, you smooth goddess.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Very beautifully done.
Thank you.
Steve Hooker, Tony, right? He sent us a CD to the wrong address.
Did he?
Which means that Unit 5, I think, have got a Steve Hooker CD. Probably. I reckon there might be a few things up there, mate. I reckon he might be fucking nicking them.
I've got one actually up here. I'll tell you about it off air.
Okay. Why will you tell me about it off air?
Well, it's not really very exciting. I just found one on the desk that had your name on it.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
So I nicked it back.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. So, yeah, so anyway, we got to the bottom of what happened, and he sent us another CD, bless him. This is from... I'll tell you about it after. Right now, great title. $40 picture in a priceless golden frame.
Someone is
So that is Steve Hooker and $40 picture in a priceless golden frame. He sent me a colour photocopy of it's a 3-track vinyl release and download, I think, and called Sugar Devil, and that's the what he's put down as the good side. It's Sugar Devil, and $40 picture in a priceless golden frame is on the evil side. See,
nice.
Yeah. So we haven't played Sugar Devil because that's good. We've played $40 picture in a priceless golden frame because it's evil. Interestingly, Boz Bora is playing on this. You know who Boz Bora is, Tony?
Nope.
No. He's Morris's guitarist.
Oh, right, okay.
And he was the founder member of the Deltas, who were a fabulous band from back in the day. I don't know whether they still get. They might still get occasionally. I don't know. What I want to know is, what is Steve Hooker's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Steve Hooker.
No, MySpace.com/ the_hook. Paulie B gets one back. No. Tony, 3. Paulie B and the internet, 1. Is this going to be a fight back? I don't know. The tension is mounting. You listen to the Guanabats, they can mount your tension. I'll mount your tension. You smooth goddess. No sense at all, is it? Hey, Tony, Forest are safe.
Are they?
And we've done it in the best way that we possibly can. We are safe without kicking a ball. That is how it works out the best for Nottingham Forest. Any time that we're in charge of our own destiny, we fuck it up.
Exactly.
On Monday night, Norwich played Reading. If Norwich won that game, we would have to beat Southampton on the last day of the season to ensure staying up. If Norwich lost that game, we were safe. Reading had everything to play for. Played off the park, 1-2-0. Come on.
Nice.
Boys, stay up without kicking a ball. Assured of championship status next season. Assured, Tony. And now we're going to try and sign Dexter Blackstock for £1.5 million, and I want him. He's good. So, yeah, that was that. And there was something else I was going to say about Forest then, but it really doesn't matter. Basically, I've been having an up-and-down week, right? But I had a great time in Bristol. You know, I was down in Bristol for 3 days last week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I got the train down there. Thursday was St. George's Day, which I forgot to mention last week. But I wore my St. George's shirt, my St. George's Cross shirt, and went on stage and said, "Happy St. George's Day," as my opening gambit. And everybody just went, "Yeah!" And it was a great bill, because there's me in my St. George's Day shirt. And the bill was a Welshman, a Scotsman, and a Hungarian Jew.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. It couldn't have been a less St. George's Day bill if you tried. Great show. All the acts I worked with over the 3 days in Bristol were fantastic. And I didn't get drunk.
Really?
On Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I took it easy. Saturday night, I had a complete result. We had another Scotsman come down to replace the Welshman. Yeah, it makes no sense to me. And it's my mate Brian. He lives in Luton. So he gave me a lift back to my mate Steve's pub. So Saturday night, I stayed in Steve's pub. On the Friday night, I bumped into an old school friend called Nikki came down to see me with her friends and family and all that. There were loads of them came down, and I haven't seen her since I was in the sixth form. So that's what, 20 years ago.
Bloody
and do you know what? I'm getting a bit fucked off by people who haven't changed, who say to me, "You haven't changed." Because they're clearly just waiting for me to go, "No, you really haven't." And she just looks the sprightly little thing she always was, and I have changed, mate. I've got a grey beard and I'm bald. In that respect, I have changed. But anyway, I had a really brilliant time. Jester's Comedy Club in Bristol. Really, really great, great place. I did spend 3 days not going to the HSBC bank, though, which annoyed me. I had a cheque to put in, and I carried it around. The bank's not where it was in the city centre, and I couldn't find one over 3 days. I realised I could have asked someone, but that's giving in, isn't it? I'm not a quitter.
Mm.
So I just wandered around Bristol not finding the HSBC bank. So I did that, and I'd love to say I have other things to report from that, but what was quite funny, this was on the Friday night, a woman, obviously drunk, walked out onto the smoking terrace in the break from the gig, and there's a little step that she didn't see, missed it, and she's on high heels, and had a terrific fall, didn't fall over completely, just went, whoa, like that, and then just stood there wondering what was going on. because one heel remained on and the other one just vanished. It just went flying off. And she was standing there, in, you know, skew whiff, laughing, drunk, going, oh, what's happened to me? What's happened to me? I said, never mind that. Where's your fucking shoe? She looked down and went, oh, where's my shoe? And wasn't even aware that she wasn't wearing one. And it had gone right under a table of people. Everyone's looking around for this poor woman hobbling about. On what? Anyway, that was quite funny. And she said to me, oh, you mustn't mention me. You mustn't mention me on stage now. You mustn't mention me. I went, I fucking am. Crazy one-shoe freak. So, yeah, I had a terrific time in Bristol. Then went back to my mate Steve's pub on Saturday night. Stayed there till fuck knows o'clock. And then got a lift back to get ready for Dolly Remixture. Now, you came to the show, Tony. I'd like to hear your opinion on it, please.
It was great. It was a very warm day. We spent a lovely day in Hitchin, walking around. Strolled up to the gig. And, yeah, it was a strange experience. It was lots going on. I was dazzled by lovely ladies.
You're not helping here, Tony. Come on, tell me what you actually saw.
What did I see?
Random loony.
So we start. What did you say? Random loony?
I've called you a random loony, yeah. On record, on Punky Radio, I, Paul B. Edwards, have just called you, Tony Herm, a random loony. You went to a show 2 days ago, you watched it, and all you can say is random things like, I was dazzled. There was a lot on. It was quite an odd night.
Okay, so I saw the house
band. You've been more descriptive about the walk down there so far.
I was trying to fucking set the mood. God. Ask me to do something, then tell me I did it wrong. God, eh?
I'll let you set the mood, but setting the mood doesn't always say I was dazzled and then just shutting up.
Okay.
What dazzled you, Tony? What dazzled you?
The ladies.
The ladies.
It's for ladies. So there's a house band with a lady on bass, I noticed. They did Woohoo by, was it 1, 2, 3, 4s?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, so close.
This is going to be a long review. Numbers.
Right. They were great. Then we saw a comedian, I think, or was there a lady? There was lots of ladies.
There's a dancing lady first.
Dancing lady first, she was lovely. And then there was a comedian. She was good.
Yeah. The dancing lady was Vijay Spanky, a last-minute replacement for Domino Burlesque, who dropped out. The first comic was Nat Lertzema, who's terrific, really good funny. I bet Steph liked her, didn't she?
Yeah, she liked her. I liked her. I thought she was... I preferred her of the two comedians. I prefer the first one to the second one.
Yeah, she's far better.
Yeah. Then there was another dancing lady.
There was. Duchess Divine.
Yeah, she was lovely.
She has generous assets.
She's lovely.
She is lovely.
Very nice.
Oh, Duchess.
I spoke to
her. She was terrific. Did you talk to her?
I spoke to her before the gig, but I'd had a migraine. So I didn't quite know what impression I made, because I'd been walking around in the sun. I got a bit funny, so I didn't have my glasses on, and I kind of so I looked like a bit squinty. I'm like hello.
So did your migraine pass then? I never.
I drank it away.
You drank it away, did you?
Yeah.
Get another headache so bad I won't notice it.
But so all night I was a bit heady and a bit weird in the head, but the Jack Daniels kind of helped. It never came back.
The weather just pissed me off. Because so many people who were going to come down suddenly had barbecues instead. So it's the lowest numbers we've had there. But I think they probably saw just about the best show.
Yeah, it was jammed. Well, jam-packed.
So, yeah, a lot of ladies on. So what happened in the second half, Tony? Can you remember? The second section.
It's the second half, okay. So we had house band again.
Yep.
Drinking game.
You haven't mentioned me at all, Tony.
Oh, you were there, yeah. You were dazzling. I mentioned the dazzle. Yeah. That was you.
Yeah, we did Roxanne, didn't we?
There was Roxanne the second half, wasn't it? Straight away.
Yeah, after the band.
And then...
Featuring Nat the Evil Lesbian. What do you think of Nat the Evil Lesbian?
She was nice. Not so evil at all, I thought.
She's evil.
Is she really?
She's evil, yeah.
And she told a joke?
Yes, she did, yeah. And that was funny.
That was a pretty good
joke. I thought the way she told that was great. She said, did say that a couple, a heterosexual couple, were making love in the woods. Dirty, dirty couple.
Was it Dirty Breeders, she called it, or something?
Sorry?
Was it Breeders, she called them?
Dirty Breeders. Oh, and she's going, oh, it's disgusting.
And then did we get the magician? The yes. magician coin.
Yes, then we got Corina Fenton.
She was good.
Sweet, wasn't she?
Yeah. She ridiculed poor Gordon. Was it Gordon?
Oh, G. Yeah, Sulu and G. Yeah. G was great. Yeah, oh, that's the other thing. There were no spotlights on the stage in the first section. G was perfectly lit.
Yeah.
I was really pissed off about that. But anyway, by the second section, we got the lighting issue resolved. Mm. So yeah, she was on and she got G on stage, didn't she?
Yeah. That was funny. And then after that, was that...
Then it was Harriet Bowden.
Right, okay.
Who I said the glass of wine story, I told her. And then she walked on with a glass of red. I thought she was going to do the same thing.
She was good. But I think, yeah, I preferred the first comedian, but she was
good.
You
preferred that? Well, Harriet kind of does old jokes, doesn't she? So.
Yeah.
And she's quite out of order as well.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit strange.
She said, oh, my brother's an angel. He's dead. He's just got bad stuff all the way through, right?
Yeah.
And then you saw the DJ Spanky again.
The first lady doing Poison by Alice Cooper.
Poison, yeah.
That was
Which went down really well, didn't
oh,
it?
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah. And then there was another break on the tone.
There was another break. And then the Lord cometh.
And then the Lord cometh.
With his porn-covered guitar.
It was. That was a crazy guitar with his porn playing cards all over it. And he did a great set. He had to do a short set because it was running late. But he did a great set.
Yeah.
And there was one bit he did forget. I had to say to him, could you pass that over, please? And he went, oh, sorry, and handed me the Jack Daniels, didn't he?
Yeah. I knew what you were there for.
Of course, that's why I was standing there. I wanted my Jack. But did you say to Steph, Paul wants a bit of his Jack?
Yeah.
I'll give you a bit of my Jack, you smooth goddess.
But yeah, so it was a really good night.
And
I stayed at the Priory. Which was
yeah,
really
you
nice.
Were really funny. Because did you mean to be that funny when you sent me the text saying I have just checked into the Priory?
No.
I pissed myself. I went, right. I thought, oh, what's he done?
It does sound like a rehab place, though. Bizarre.
Sorry?
It just sounds a bit like a rehab kind of clinic.
No, it sounds like the Priory Clinic, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why you only said I have just checked into the Priory. I thought, oh my God. He's gone in with rock stars and Gazza.
That was lovely.
Yeah, it was good. And the next show's on the 31st of May. And obviously, I will tell you about that in the coming weeks. I was going to talk about The Wrench now, but I think we ought to get on with the next song. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, now, this is an early heads-up for a gig towards the end of May at Club 85 in Hitchin, which is Krongen's 30th anniversary gig. I think it's 30th anniversary. Would that make sense? Yeah. 30th anniversary gig, and it also features another band we'll be playing at the end of the show as well. It's going to be a fantastic night, and I'll tell you what it is. In fact, it's the 10th or 11th, the 9th. It'll be the 9th because I'm doing my show in Lechworth that night. But my gig will finish before they finish, so I'm going to get down there to watch them, I think. And then apparently there's a lock-in in the curry house across the road afterwards.
All right, okay.
Grand Jen are going to just... We're all just going to go and have loads of curry and get leathered. that might mean I can't go to the Coven. The Coven might be that night. Oh, bugger. Oh, well, anyway. So the reason that I say all this is we're now going to play a track by Grand Jen, the track we're playing, it did feature my mate Floyd, who has now sadly died. It was a real shame. And I've spoken about him before. Krongen were one of the original, I'd call them one of the original sort of new wave bands, really. I mean, they were a punk band, but then they went new wave. You'll see what I mean when I play them. This is from a best of called Chronic Generation, out on Captain Oi. Do check out Captain Oi Records, of course. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Krongen's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Krongen?
No, because they haven't got their own page. There's only a fans page, which is MySpace.com/KrongenFans. And now, Tony, do you consider me a friend?
Yeah.
Excellent. This is a song called Friends Tell Me Lies. We'll be right back. one gent, friends tell me lies. Quite a few of my friends told me lies on Sunday. They said they were coming at Dolly Mix and they fucking didn't. Hey, there's the new issue of The Wrench is out, Tony.
Nice.
I reckon it's probably the best issue yet. It's fantastic. I even enjoyed my own column, which is towards the back. And this time round, I mentioned The Defectors, The Emos, Bob Log the Third, and Calusa. And they all got brilliant write-ups. So well done them. And there's a nice little RIP Lux interior bit on it as well.
Oh, cool.
With a lovely picture of Lux. I'll just run through what's in it. This time round, there's an interview with the Hit Priests, interview with Devilish Presley. News on London Rocking Bowlers, news on the Brighton Tattoo Convention, CD gigs, book reviews. The Lost Soul's Last Word is always a good laugh. I'm just going to go to page 28 and tell you about What's Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
If I can find it. Why aren't they numbered? Where are the numbers? Oh, What's Cooking? Here goes. Baron's Speed Shop is all about sticking to building one-off custom bobbers and choppers that not only look good, but which are also finely tuned for optimum performance. It's about bikes. Oh. It's a real petrolheads magazine, the Wrench. And in it, I did just notice that this Saturday, there's a Dave Ayres Memorial gig at the Gaff on Holloway Road, which I actually walked past last weekend when I was, the weekend before last, when I was walking from King's Cross home. And it's got a great bill, including Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen, Frenzy, Long Tall Texans and the Caravans, and a load of other bands as well. This is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant gig. And I'm just trying to see how much it's a tickets are £10 in advance. It's an unbelievably good deal. And if you do fancy going, I'll give you the email bart_blake@yahoo.co.uk. bart_blake, blake, @yahoo.co.uk for information. So do that. And if you're in the London area, do go. It'll be a fantastic gig. The Wrench are in our MySpace top friends, as should all the bands that we're on with this week. And the lovely Zoe sticks the magazine together and does a fucking brilliant job. Minx and Mitosis, you are a legend, and thank you for supporting Punky the way you have done as well. Lovely issue, and it's £3. So, get one. I'd go through their MySpace via our MySpace top friends, and then because I think the website is it. I think the MySpace is the Wrench Mag, isn't it? Sounds or is the website thewrenchmag.com?
I didn't know there was a website, actually.
It'll probably say, won't it? It'll probably say somewhere. I should have thought of that. I wonder if I can find out about that. Yeah, thewrenchmag.com. THEWRENCH mag.com. Oh, and I've just noticed. She says, we have retrospective photography along with the familiar Punky Radio column penned by the handsome Paulie B. So she's obviously fucking blind as well. The day after Dolly Remixture, I probably shouldn't have stayed up till 3 in the morning and not shaved, because the next morning I had to go to southeast London to go to Ravensbourne College, where I was hosting a game show called The Queen's Legs. I got there about half 12, I suppose, and we had a production meeting and then rehearsal in the afternoon when we rewrote most of the script. I've never used an auto key before. And we rewrote the script, and we rewrote the auto cue as we were going. And do you know what? They were absolutely brilliant. And when we came to record the show, we started about 6:15. I did a warm up first, and then the guy came out and did health and safety. And then we got down. We got through the first two rounds without having to say cut. It was terrific. And when the show is up, and it'll be on Sky, it'll be on a. I'll let you know which Sky channel it'll be on, because it'll be a student TV fortnight on a dedicated Sky channel. So when I find out what it's on, you will be able to see it, basically, you guys out there in Punky Radio Land. And I think you'll like it. It was really, really good fun. Some quite funny things. I kind of don't really want to spoil it that much by telling you what happened in it, but it is a good, fun game show, and it featured three songs from Voodoo Rhythm Records, I managed to get into the show. So, yeah, it's cool. Only tiny little clips of them, but I held up the CDs. Said, and that is available now on Voodoo Rhythm Records. Showed the CDs up. Brilliant.
Excellent.
Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat featuring Lord Bernardo was on a student game show. Felt pretty good about myself. The thing was all done just after 7:00, and they said, you're going to stick around for the rap party? I said, I really shouldn't. I should go home. And so I stayed. And one bottle of red wine later, about 9:00, they said, right, we're going to go to the pub. Do you want to come? I went, I really shouldn't. So I went down to the pub, bought a round. And we left there when it shut, I was fucking leathered. I said, right, what should we do now? They went, let's go back to Halls. We're having a party. Went, brilliant. So I went back to Halls of the college with a load of 19-year-olds and said, hang on, what are we going to do about booze? I went, don't worry. Jeff should be open. Where the fuck's Jeff? Right. Anyway, I got to these Halls and there's this loud, banging disco club house music going on out of one block. We went down there and we went up and there's this full-on rave going on. It's all... And we went up to Jeff's, and Jeff's got a room in the college, and he decided he saw a gap in the market that there was no bar there, so he just opened a fucking bar. He just turned his room into a bar.
Nice.
Optics, everything. I went in, he was making cocktails, and people were just paying as if it was a bar, and he's just standing, he's got it all set up. It's fucking brilliant. I was going, this is just inspired, you legend. And so anyway, I made a few trips to Jeff's over the evening, and ended up staying on someone's floor. Right. And I haven't slept on someone's floor in a long time. I was a right student. I was old enough to be the father of everyone else there.
Yeah.
But they all thought I was all right.
Good.
It was cool. It was good fun.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. And then I woke up the next morning with really quite a bad head and had to come home and got back at about 2 o'clock this afternoon when I began working on Punky.
Right.
So, yeah. This weekend, then, I'm in Sheffield. Thursday night, I'm at the Les Guy in Hunter's Bar. Friday and Saturday, I think it's the Roundhouse Theatre in the middle of town. The one that Toby Foster runs, those of you in the Sheffield area will know. Saturday in the day, I'm also doing National Association of Bikers with Disability do the Farmyard Festival I can't remember what it's called. It's north of Driffield in Yorkshire. So, and I've got lucky because it turns out I can get a train from Sheffield to Driffield, then a little cab there, go and see the wonderful Rick Hull. So I'll be doing a set round about 4 o'clock. If you're into bikes, great festival to go to, really, really brilliant. Great ride outs. East Yorkshire, East Riding. Everyone goes, hello, like that. They all talk funny. And it'll be great fun. So anyway, hopefully I'll see you over the weekend. And then I'm going to a burlesque night on Sunday in London, but I can't remember anything about it.
Right, okay.
If you know of a burlesque night Sunday, May the 3rd, in London, I'll be at it. So if you're in London, do come down and say hi. You got anything to talk about this week, Tom?
Next Monday, May the 4th, obviously.
May the 4th be with you.
Alcohol are having a comeback gig at the Intake, Battle of the Bands. Monday night at the Intake, so Intake,
all right.
leisure.co.uk, I think. That's the only thing we've got. So that next Monday, so can't do Punky next Monday.
That's okay. We'll make it Tuesday. That's fine. Do you know what other bands are on?
No idea. No, it's about the bands. I know it's in the front bar, so it might even be free.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Why is it the front?
Don't know. They've started putting gigs on the front bar and not having anything in the back bar, which is a bit strange.
It's a bit strange. That lovely big back bar. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, yeah. Best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Now, the last song this evening comes from friends of ours, Tony, the Bleach Boys. They are supporting Crongen on the 9th of May at Club 85 in Hitchin. It's going to be a great gig. And this is from The Vaults. We have played this song before, but we haven't played it for a long time. It's one of my favourites. I'd like to dedicate this to the Smooth Goddess. What I want to know is, what is the Bleach Boys MySpace page?
myspace.com/bleachboys.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B in the internet 2. Good victory this week, man. Well earned. We've nearly got 1,000 friends for the Bleach Boys now. Go on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, and hit the link, add the fucking Bleach Boys, and go and check them out. They're a terrific band. This is from their album, The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse, Tony. This is She's Not My Wife, She's My Slapper. We'll be right back. So, that's the Bleach Boys. She's not my wife. She's my slapper. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. I've enjoyed making it, Tone. It's been quite good fun, isn't it? Yeah. I've enjoyed it more than last week.
Okay. Did you enjoy it last week?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why, really. Just have. And the bed in the last section was the Dead 60s. Sorry about that. Hello to our listeners on Hussy Skunk, Wicked Radio and Roach Radio. We got an email from Roach Radio, didn't we?
We did.
Saying that we're going out another night, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it was late Thursday. Late Thursday / Friday morning.
And they've got Eastern Daylight Saving Time at the moment, haven't they?
I think so.
Which means I've won a bet. Okay. Because someone said to me that we were the only country in the world that turned the clocks back. We're fucking
well, that's not,
not
right.
So we're fucking not, and they have Eastern Daylight Saving Time. So, yeah, I can't remember who I had the bet with, though, sadly.
Okay.
Which is a bit of a shame. Oh, fuck it, I'll find out. Yeah, so this week, obviously, I'm in Sheffield, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. From Friday, we'd like you to vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you want to remind people how to do that?
Yeah, if you easy way, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top is a link. Click here to vote. Hit that, enter your email address, subject, and a comment, and I'll read out your comments, and you'll be doing us a massive favour. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and what's that iTunes thing that we'll be doing?
If you have iTunes, please do review us. Search for Punky in the music store, or again, if you go to punkyradio.com, on the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it'll automatically open up the music store page, where you can review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read out your reviews. And obviously, if you want to subscribe to the show, you can also do that from the same page.
Do make sure that you check out the Wrench magazine. It's thewrenchmag.com. It's a really, really good rag, and it's only £3, so make sure you get hold of that. Is there something I've missed out here?
Don't think
there's
so.
Not, is it? Oh, I'll tell you the websites. Hussyskunk.com, wickedradio.org, and myspace.com/roachradio. Is that right?
That's right.
That is right. Shall we just listen to the rest of the song?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.
But you can't.
Oh, you smooth goddess.
Thank you.